This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. The first Euro shuttles traveled between France and England on Friday as the Brexit transition period came to an end. New customs now affect all travel between the two countries. Britain left the European bloc, vast single market for people, goods, and services at 11 p.m. London time, midnight in Brussels, completing the biggest single economic change the country has experienced in decades. United Kingdom's new trade deal with the European Union establishes zero tariffs or quotas on trade between the UK and EU. As for dispute resolution, the Court of Justice of the European Union will not be able to intervene, and frictions between the two sides can be subject to an independent party for arbitration. The World Health Organization on Thursday approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping the developing world gained access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with the Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccines, which is 95% effective after two doses. Meantime, President Donald Trump returned to Washington early on Thursday from his resort in Florida, keeping up his fight with Congress over defense bill and coronavirus aid checks. White House posted a holiday video message from Mr. Trump, who has yet to concede his November election defeat to Democrat Joe Biden, in which he praised his administration's accomplishments that he said included handling of the coronavirus pandemic and rebuilding the economy. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United Nations African Union mission in Darfur came to an end after 13 years of peacekeeping in the vast Sudanese region on Thursday, even as recent violent clashes leave residents fearful of new conflict. Fighting erupted in Darfur in 2003 when ethnic minority rebels rose up against the Arab-dominated government in Khartoum. The UN says the conflict resulted in 300,000 people being killed and 2.5 million others displaced. Microsoft says hackers tied to a massive intrusion of dozens of U.S. government agencies and private companies sneak further into its system than previously thought. Although the intrusion doesn't appear to have caused any additional harm, the company said the hackers were able to view some of the code underlying Microsoft software, but weren't able to make any changes to it. Microsoft played down any risk associated with the additional intrusion. Company says it found no evidence of hacker access to customer data, that is, and no indication that its systems were used to attack others. A hospital official says local and federal authorities are investigating the actions of a pharmacist in the state of Wisconsin who is believed to have deliberately removed hundreds of coronavirus vaccine doses. Employees at the Aurora Medical Center in Grafton, Wisconsin, inoculated dozens of people with the ruined vaccine, not knowing the doses had been left out too long, rendering their shots less effective or ineffective. The hospital official declined to give a motive for the pharmacist's action of removing the vaccine from the refrigerator, but he did say the unnamed person has been fired. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced on Friday that the wording of the national anthem had been changed more than 140 years after it was first composed and performed. As of Friday, the second line of Advance Australia Fair, Australia's national anthem, changed from "For We Are Young and Free" to "For We Are One and Free." In recent times, leaders from all political sides have expressed public support for changing the anthem to better reflect modern Australia and its indigenous heritage. And rescuers continuing to search for survivors from a landslide that destroyed homes in a Norwegian village near the capital Oslo, leaving 10 people unaccounted for, including two children and 10 others injured. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.